Veteran Service Committee's New Mexico program partners with local organizations around Albuquerque to help support a growing movement to return to the land as a method for reclaiming Native people's local water rights. In this excerpt from the Acting in Faith podcast, listen to the story of one of the founders of this movement and why he has decided to learn traditional organic methods of cultivation.
My connection has always been through the earth, right? And when I get up in the morning and I give thanks, you know, to the Kadia Wakan, the sacred air, the Lee Wakan, the sacred sun, you know, the Mania Wakan, the sacred water, and Uchimaka Wakan, the sacred earth, then I know that I'm connected.
That was Native New Mexican Pablo Lopez. 20 years ago, seeing the ravages of urbanization on himself and his community, Pablo decided that it was time for something different. He looked back at his family to see if he could learn anything about how to live more sustainably.
My dad and my mom are both from New Mexico. My mom is the indigenous person, and she grew up near the reservation when the Great Depression hit. She never felt it. She didn't know what depression was. Because they had medicine, they had the medicine people, they had their community farms, they had animals, they had their spirituality. Whereas my father, who grew up right here in Albuquerque in the San Jose community, really felt the impact of the depression, you know, loss of jobs for his grandparents and his parents. Later on in life, they became two different people. Whereas my father was a hoarder, my mom didn't care about, you know, materialism, right? Because, you know, she never had that attitude that I was lacking anything. So taking that experience and saying, well, how do we return back to a self-sustainable position?
So with the help of his friend and organic farmer, Don Bustos, Pablo transformed his family's land into a sustainable farm, transitioning their economic stability from direct market forces to the cycles of the earth. And while this might sound like it's part of a trendy back-to-the-earth movement, Pablo knows that this impulse is deeply rooted in the identity of New Mexico.
What I keep telling people is that we're not creating anything new. We're just going back to what was here. Oh, we had the little, you know, garden in the back, and I grew beans, and I grew chili. So we're just going back, taking back one step and going back and saying, okay, this was here. How do we recreate it? How do we get started again?
Pablo recognized that it was the connection to the earth and to one another that made their community thrive. He continued to cultivate this vision with his family and people in and around Albuquerque, founding Emerging Communities, a community development organization. For the full-length version of this audio story, visit afsc.org/friends and subscribe to the podcast.